If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with Destiny.
Greetings in the love of the Supreme Spirit. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christs. This evening, our seminar topic is Positioning for the Highest Good. So, if you're ready, let's take a deep breath together. And bring that highest good, which is yourself, in its highest position, as a flow of energy right down through your human vehicle. That's it. Bring it all the way down to your feet. And as you feel that energy integrate and align, just see the sparking of that higher energy and that conscious awareness flowing throughout your brain, your nervous system, your cerebral spinal fluid. And activating all of the nadis, the etheric connection points into your nervous system, every part of your body, right down into the DNA in your cells. Completely infuse yourself with your highest divine potential and presence. Take another deep breath. And again, integrate, align, infuse, activate, empower yourself with your presence, divine. And we'll chant the hue three times. That clears all the static out of your mind and evokes that part of you that is the nameless and formless supreme presence infusing all life. Deep breath. Beautiful. Let's just acknowledge the presence that has entered. Such beautiful energy. Thank you for coming forward in your divine presence. Thank you for volunteering to come into Earth at this time. Thank you for stepping forward as living bridges and unifiers. You are the bridges of understanding, of cooperation, of sharing, of justice. You are the adjudicators between the pairs of opposites. You take that which seems divided and bridge it to wholeness and cooperative endeavor. you ancient ones who have come from distant galaxies to this planet for just this time, for just this moment in history, for just this opportunity. We bow to you. We acknowledge you. We press kisses to your lotus feet. We are humbled by your readiness, your selflessness, the purity of your intent and endeavors. We wish to acknowledge with deepest appreciation and gratitude for each one of you who have come forward as emissaries of the High Councils of the Intergalactic Confederation and Federation. You who are the diplomats, the emissaries that come forward on behalf of the Intergalactic Union of Peaceful Worlds. Unifiers and bridges. The vanguard of a new heavens and a new earth. So the positioning for the highest good. Interesting languaging. Did you ever think that the highest good requires a certain positioning? Very few on Earth give this any thought or consideration. But you, emissaries from the higher worlds, have come in, knowing this from infancy was encoded along with your mission before you agreed to conception, preparatory to building your bodies in utero for this incarnation. It is wondrous, is it not? The new energies, the new manifestations that are appearing all over the world. Is it not thrilling to see the earth wrapped in beautiful new shades and colors? They've been there all along, but the eyes were not able to see them. Because most of the hearts of the masses of humanity were not yet opened. And when the heart is not open, one cannot see the glories of the higher vibrations. That's why so many of you can see, and so many around you are still in denial. The hearts must be opened. And you come in all of your gracious and loving and beautiful and sweet ways. Those of you who have taken incarnation as the kittens and the puppies and the lovable, beautiful things that we see all around us in nature. Many of the Devic spirits have taken form as such. And so you open the hearts of humanity. Hard-hearted indeed is the one who cannot smile and soften at the sight of a puppy or the helpless innocence of a little kitten. And so they come as heart-opening emissaries, these Devic forms that we call the angelic, the extraterrestrial, and other interdimensional beings who come in forms other than the human. Yes, you have taken form in many, many different manifestations to show the ways of love, to soften and open the hearts of humanity. And so you, beloveds, exemplify the positioning so that the highest good could manifest throughout humanity. Tiny children, just as it was foretold in your scriptures, are leading the way. We have pint-sized diplomats of 10, 11, 12, so forth. The children in many nations are marching for climate control, monitoring and safeguarding the environment. Young ones are speaking at the United Nations and the various global forums. They're giving the TED Talks, and their YouTubes are readily available. My, what a beautiful, beautiful world. These precious golden sages from other worlds are bringing to our attention. It is a new vision that these young emissaries are bringing. So the positioning for the highest good is one in which everyone shares the benefit. If anyone loses in the equation, know that it's part of an obsolete and old paradigm that is quickly being eclipsed by one of global recognized interdependence, the recognition that this planet belongs to humanity, the recognition that any form of separation is unnatural. Obsolete are all of the defense systems. Obsolete are all of the plans to build bigger and greater and more powerful bombs. Obsolete are the national borders and walls of separation between nations, ideologies, people, the age we are moving into now is of the global family. You beloveds who have volunteered to come in are here to teach humanity how to reconcile the differences within their nature, how to walk serenely between the pairs of opposites, how to unify first within the self those opposing selves, the selfish egoic self and the selfless divine self. You are to teach humanity to unify all polarized positions, first within themselves and then within the group in which they find themselves. And thus you are serving and manifesting unity within the world. And it's a unity in diversity, as it is in our worlds, as it is on all higher evolved civilizations, where every culture, every nationality, every creed, every color is honored and respected and embraced and cherished for their uniqueness. When we unite as a global family, we want to see each of these cultures accentuated and presented as a unique representation of the one Creator. Every single culture we want to see presented in its pristine, original purity and beauty. The highest good must be equally serving the highest good for everyone in the equation, or it is not the highest good. Mankind overall has become materialistic in its aims and objectives, selfish, closed-minded, nationalistic. The mind and technology of the mind has eclipsed humanity and the heart. These are the causes of all the problems we see today, personal and global. You see, science without heart is destructive. It has to be destructive, for only the heart is constructive. Science with heart is always life enhancing. You see, we are moving into the age that has been called the Aquarian Age. We will see at this time the mastering of the air element, even as the Piscean Age was the age of mastering the waters. Aquarius has to do with the air element and the etheric element. We will see science moving into exploring the subtleties. Of the etheric blueprint, through which every form is a precipitation. The medicine, the healing, will be that of electrical energy, the energy inherent in light, the energy inherent in harmonic resonance and counteracting dissonance, which is the cause of all dis-ease. Perhaps the thought has never come to you, or perhaps it has. That this is not your incarnation. You are literally the incarnation of the Supreme Spirit itself. You did not make your body. The Creator created your body and gave you opportunity to live a conscious, aware life in that body. But you are not in control. The Creator is in control. And the rent, if you would like to think of it that way, that you pay for the privilege of indwelling in this body is to make a contribution that's beneficial to life. Each one of you is here to make a beneficial contribution of your own unique presentation of consciousness as your gift for the privilege of life. So the age we are moving into, science is to be the vehicle of revelation. But science, united with divine principles, the Aquarian age is the age where spirituality and science merge, where innovations are brought forward that are transformative at every level of life in a divine alchemical manner. Where sustainability becomes the major focus that governs every area of life. Where principle rather than personality is heightened. The science is, as we speak, bringing new revelations about the nature of the sun, the cosmos, the nature of the divine principle, the purpose and nature of the earth within its galactic family, and humanity itself. The energy of the group, community, unity in diversity, these are the important characteristics of this new age. Global cooperative endeavors, the sharing of all natural resources, is to replace greed at the expense of humanity, is to replace the current neglect of the marginalized, of those who are the castaways and ignored, and the complete turning of a blind eye to human suffering. Global addressing as a family of awakened human beings will address and make obsolete the dreadful suffering that 2/3 of humanity suffer at this time. The greatest danger right now to those upon Earth is pollution. But the pollution comes from the polluted heart, the polluted consciousness that turns a blind eye to personal accountability and responsibility and positioning for the highest good. Unconsciousness, lack of awareness, ignorance, closed-heartedness, and a mind that is only focused on material acquisition. These must be rooted out. Climate change affects everyone on this planet, and everyone on this planet is responsible for positioning for the highest good in terms of how the resources of the planet are utilized in daily life and globally. Many, many nations, more and more, are turning away from fossil fuels and going into solar and wind and water energy and conservation and conscious living. And this must increase. Nuclear proliferation is one of the most wrong-minded ways of approaching life that can possibly be devised by the demonic element that we call that rapacious lower nature, divorced from the heart. What could possibly cause a human being to devote their life to killing, maiming, and destroying other human beings. It is inconceivable to us. We who have no defense mechanisms whatsoever upon our ships, we cannot conceive of what would cause another human being to desire to harm, not to mention kill and destroy and blow apart other human beings. We encourage you within our ground crew to adopt the Gandhi approach of non-cooperation. With evil. Evil, you see, by definition, is to live contrary to life. E-V-I-L. Reversed. L-I-V-E. So to live contrary to life is to live contrary to sustainability. It's to live contrary to humanity. It's to live contrary to survival. It's to live contrary to the highest good. It is to live contrary to God, the Supreme Creator. Non-cooperation with evil, beloveds. Non-cooperation with that which separates and causes so much suffering. Non-cooperation with willful harmfulness. Non-cooperation with stupid. Dictators. Driven by demonic impulses. Non-cooperation. With darkness. You have come as the bringers of light, as the bearers of light. As the way showers of sanity and humanity and divinity. With you walk the great ones from other worlds, side by side, the sages of war. Enter your world quietly, sowing seeds of light and goodness. The avatars, the world teacher, the masters of this and many, many different worlds are upon the earth. And you are the co-workers, the instruments through which they work. For you can touch to humanity in ways they cannot. Many of you are from the legions of light. You are the lords of light. You densify your Merkabic field and appear in and out at will. Some of you travel through the illusion of time. But all of you touch to the world and leave it not the same. With your entrance comes a new corridor. Of entrance and exit. You are creating corridors of exit, just as you did in ancient cultures long ago. Too long has humanity suffered under the belief that they were limited and barred from universal concourse and interaction. Our fleets, even as we speak, have contacted through our emissaries and agents all global leaders . There are none that are ignorant of our ongoing presence and our request for global receptivity and welcome. For that to happen, there must be a global recognition of the utter pointlessness and stupidity of wanton killing and destruction and warfare. That must become so blatantly apparent to everyone that not one human being will tolerate it anymore. Non-cooperation with evil. Evil is what is opposed to life. Pure and simple. The devil is nothing more than the wanton disregard and respect for life. It is atavistic, retrogressive. It is a falling away from that which was the original divine imprint. Design and plan. And so this is why young men and women are developing tremendous mental damage by participating in war. They come back completely traumatized, ruined in many cases. For humanity has developed spiritually too great a sensitivity and respect for life to wantonly engage in warfare any longer. It is an obsolete, atavistic, old paradigm that has come to its end. We are no longer tolerating anything upon your earth or within your skies that willfully harms humanity. We will not permit it. It has come to an end, and all upon earth stand forewarned. Your planet's survival depends upon your positioning for the highest good, for everyone. It must be for all, or it's not the highest good. Some of the things you take for granted today will be so obsolete. The sooner the better. Because as they are now, they're simply excuses, in most cases, for the abuse of power. I'm speaking right now. We are speaking about how your planet sets up its government. Many countries now are starting to explore different forms of governing, where there's more than just two choices, two parties. Because where you have the two, you see, you have the opportunity again for polarization. We of other worlds do not have governments per se. No one needs a government when you are self-governed and positioned as the highest good presenting. When you're living from the highest good, you don't need to be governed. What we do have are councils of the wisest and the most experienced men and women that come together in different regions to exchange different ways to approach the highest good for the collective. And we sit in these councils. Different planetary civilizations, star nations, if you will. And we share. And we take the best. And we try it out until we find a better way and a greater good to manifest through our individual civilizations. There's a tremendous sharing that takes place among all these different planetary homes. I like to call them gardens of light. And so, Your planet as well will gradually move to regional councils without a central governmental figure. This has not worked well in our observation, because generally those elected into office come with a personal agenda of self-aggrandizement and self-promotion and self-enhancement at the expense of the many. A true leader must first and foremost be a servant. A servant of humanity. The Aquarian Christ is not a religious figure relegated to a relatively small group of people on your planet. It is the recognition of the divine sonship in which every human being is an heir. And so we find the awakening of this new understanding of what it is to be the anointed one, which is the real definition of the term Christ or Mashiach, Messiah. The anointed one. You all come with the divine potential to walk the earth as an Aquarian Christ. It is a consciousness of unification with the highest good. And so you have amongst you many from other worlds in your midst, many of them in very young human bodies, who, if the older members of your planet do not take the lead, they will. In their collectivity, as they're beginning to do now. They will not tolerate war and divisiveness and inhumanity. Tiny children with their piggy banks are buying food for the homeless. Or starting cooperative community efforts which address human homelessness. What a travesty that any nation is so heartless as to let their own people freeze to death, starve to death, live in cardboard boxes or on the bare cement. What a shame. What a shame. How could any leader of a nation be so blind, so heartless, so stupid as to allow that? the people. It's always the people, isn't it, who make the changes. It's always the people that finally say, enough is enough. And they themselves are forming groups to take care of those that are left on the streets to die. Because no one cares enough. But more and more people do care. More and more. The little children are setting the example. One wonders if there is any hope for the older generation. How difficult it is to change a lifetime of poor choices and selfish, self-centered living, of unconsciousness and ignorance. It would take a miracle of God to change a large percentage of the people on planet Earth today. Were it not for you, the legions of light, the lords and ladies from distant planetary systems who are now walking the Earth and incarnating in these young children, or returning from the future and overlaying your human personality, or walking in and exchanging with a soul that is not able to continue the mission. If it were not for you, there would have been no hope for planet Earth. But you came. And for this, I, Ashtar, and the entire Ashtar Command, and speaking on behalf of the High Council of the Confederation of United and Peaceful Worlds, I and we thank you. It has been a very difficult mission for every one of you. You have suffered in many cases. Beyond the call of duty, you have given everything out of your love for your fellow beings. This is not the first planet you have come in to uplift and bridge and harmonize and ascend. But right now it is the most important one. It holds the greatest potential. And thanks to you who have come, it has been successful. There is a certain clearing out that is occurring now. And so we counsel you all to rise up into your highest level of awareness. And live lives of centered detachment. Everything is changing now, and must, for the entrance into the new paradigm, the golden age, the Satya Yuga. Most important is the opening of the heart. Real life begins only when the heart is opened. Until the heart of the human being is opened, that human being is dead to life, sound asleep. No one is home. So most important of all, is the heart opened? It's impossible to be positioned for the highest good with a closed heart. Not a heart that opens and closes with mood and circumstance, but one of ongoing open-hearted goodwill to all people, at all times, in all places. Check your heart daily. Is it open? Consecrate every day to living from the heart. All of you who live consistently from the heart will find the entire universe comes along to support you for the highest good. It's a beautiful age you are moving into. It's a little rough with the earth changes and cleansings and purification, but it will be so, so worth it. Do not identify with the physical body. Consider the physical body like the shipping container that brought you here. You are not the shipping container. You are its contents. The contents of the shipping container, the body, is conscious life and loving awareness. Some of you call it the soul. But what is the soul? It's conscious life, loving awareness. So you are here to promote right action. Action that is right benefits everyone involved. You are here to exemplify harmlessness in intent, speech, action. You are here to promote the common good, the sharing of all the global resources as a family. You are here to bridge and harmonize all polarities within yourself, your families, wherever you live on your planet, in whichever group in which you find yourself moving. You are the bridges to harmony and global unification. Again, we extend our love and our blessings to each and every one upon your beautiful planet that we find quite lovely and certainly divine in its potential, which is finding more and more expression through each of you precious emissaries of divine light and love. My love, our love, my blessings, our blessings. I am Ashtar Adonai.